You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, you're tuned to Thizza Drive here on BFM with Johnny and Big Hungry. We are very, very lucky to have Hans Puckett in studio all the way from Wellington.
Oh, thanks very much.
You've obviously brought brought the wind with you. Because it's windy in Auckland, but it's been crazy the last couple of days.
I don't know if you know, but Wellington's got a reputation for being windy. You might not know because you live there, so yeah, people talk about it a bit. Sometimes they're like, oh, it's the windy city. It's kind of
extremely still here.
Because we don't have, you're like our Chicago kind of thing.
It's very still here.
Great. Yeah, well, I mean, not, well, it is quite, actually right now it is. Looking out the window, shit.
Okay, well, forget about them. Hey, so what brings you guys to Auckland? What are you doing here? Well, we've got Callum, Jono and Ollie in the studio. What are you doing? What's up?
Well, we just released a debut album this morning.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nice one. How long's the labour? How long's it been?
Oh, we've been making music for about 4 or 5 years, but this album's taken us a whole 2 years of that time.
Solid.
To get together, so.
Does it feel like you have really grown throughout this experience of making music, and are you like, oh my god, it's finally released to the world and we're so proud of it?
Yeah. Not that you sound like that, John's just trying to.
No, I think that, yeah, oh my god. It's an oh my god situation.
I'm playing it pretty cool at the moment. It feels good. I had this, 7 a.m. this morning.
How did you guys get up here?
How do we, in a plane?
Oh, nice. I was wondering if you're like vanning it or, you know, could be the case.
No.
Smart gentleman, I can tell already.
Yeah, we catch those very early morning Jetstar flights.
Right, you got some nice cases for your guitars and stuff?
Yeah, well, Callum rocks it with a soft case because he's a risky man.
Right. What, can you get it on the plane or do you have to like surrender it to someone and you lose sight of it, because that gives me the shits every time I...
Yeah, I have to say goodbye to it for a bit, but yeah. I don't know. It's like I've had this bass for 10 years. If it breaks now, I get a new bass.
That's a good philosophy.
He's not
actually
a sentimental man.
Yeah, fair enough. Getting it done.
So the record is called Eczema.
Yep.
I myself had a bit of eczema behind my knees, in particular, growing up. Has eczema been a theme that has run throughout you guys' lives, or?
Yeah, definitely with Callum and me. I haven't actually ever asked you, Jono. Have you ever had eczema?
Fortunately, no. No, I haven't.
You've got quite good skin.
I'm blessed with no allergies, as far as I can tell.
Wow, that's good.
Sounds like a challenge, though, as well.
Yeah, can't come at me, I guess.
My elbows used to flare up, and not so much anymore.
I've had, like, the doctors called it atopic eczema, which is kind of like, looks a little like...
Sounds
little,
tropical.
Little lakes, you know?
Man. If
you
ever,
so like a, with a crusty edge and then a shiny, smooth interior.
Wow. That's...
Well, we're continuing this. I've had periocular dermatitis before. I tell you what, ooh, you do not want to get that.
Necrotizing fasciitis brought on by an invasive streptococcus.
You had flesh-eating disease? You don't want flesh-eating disease.
It's not what the album is
I'm
about.
A big Jim Carrey fan. Hey, let's get back to stats. I did want to buzz out on, I wasn't sure on the spelling of eczema, but now I know. I did want to chuck an X in there. That's still a fact.
It's actually a C and a Z.
It's cool, eh? Like, it's still got one of those rad letters in there, so everyone's happy.
Yeah, it's a good Scrabble word.
So what, I mean, what, you guys have been playing together for a while, and it's taking a couple of years to put together the album. Is there like a current or a theme that runs throughout?
Eczema.
It's kind of a metaphor. It's a classic pop, sort of, your classic pop themes, heartbreak, isolation, inability to communicate, loneliness, and then wrapped in a sugary pop rapper, which is Callum and Jono's main contribution to the band, is to not bum me out too much and bring me back to life. So everyone has a little dance party.
I kind of have to play a track now. You've perfectly introduced the sound. I think we should probably play a song, right?
Great.
Let's go for it. You going with the title track?
Yeah, this is our slow jam, Eczema.
Want to be alone? I thought I'd walk home. I've been in my head the whole night. I thought you'd notice what is on my mind.
It seems
brand new from Hans Puckett, all the way from Wellington.
Now, that was great. One of the members, and I haven't ascertained who actually is, what instrument he plays, but you hadn't heard the last verse. Are you happy with where it's at?
That's me, Callum.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, that was the first time I heard that. That sounded great, Ollie. You did a really good job on those vocals.
I'm happy.
The last that last verse there, nice harmonies.
Yeah, that was done on Tuesday.
Far out. Okay. Efficient.
And you guys are all enjoying how bassy BFM sounds?
Sounds fat with a pH.
We've got a slippery subwoofer under the desk.
Now, what sort of... I know this is kind of like a fairly...
Oh, John asked the best question off here.
It's kind of a run-of-the-mill question, but what sort of stuff has influenced you and would sort of give you your bearings on the band? What sort of music?
That's a great question, John.
Yeah, what a nice question. we're a pretty classic pop... Oriented band. So you got your Beatles, you got your David Bowie, the Zombies, Love the Cars, Crowded House,
ABBA,
and the Bee Gees, Paul Simon.
Who are you influenced by lyrically, Ollie? Who do you model your lyrics after?
That's a great question.
Oh,
John.
Yeah, that's a good. I'm not sure. Oh, Joni Mitchell. That's listened to Blue a lot while I was
Blue.
The album Blue.
When you were Blue.
Yeah, when I was Blue, writing this album. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm not a Joni Mitchell, but I do my best.
Okay, fantastic.
How was that?
What is quite a trip is that you guys are playing Whammy Bar tonight, and it kicks off. It actually kicked off at 6 o'clock, and you're polite enough to come up and give us your time, which is absolutely fantastic. The record's sounding great. Are you guys playing the record like start to finish, or are you going to play your old nuggets as well?
We haven't actually written our set list yet.
Wow.
Cool. Oh, shivers.
Think about that. You got plenty of time.
We were going to do that the other day.
Does it say it starts at 6?
Well, I mean, you know, the bar's open. They're just saying, look, come down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah.
No stress there. Like.
Well, we've probably got to do an announcement about
the band. I don't
want to
band until after I've had dinner.
She says still 9.
You guys are...
I don't believe
you. Guys are,
I haven't done a very good job
20 minutes late to your own gig.
I don't think it'll start.
Have you sound checked? Have you sound checked?
No. I don't think there'll be bands on until 10, to be honest, everyone.
You have Dateline and 9A along with you?
Yeah, we've got Scott playing Ewan's Corporate Cab Airport to 9A Express Rate, which is...
Nice.
For 9A Express fans, that's a keyboard-based iteration of the band.
Fantastic. Scott's got so many great chords. Really good at chords. Hey, Hans Puckett, thanks so much for coming up in the studio. It's been fabulous to meet you. And obviously the record's sounding mint, so should we play one more off the record? John, do you want to pass?
We'll play another one off the record, but people can keep an eye out for a tape on Bandcamp, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that'll come up on there.
And they can also download your album off Bandcamp.
What do you guys suggest, by the way, for the next one?
We just put out a music video today for a little song called
Straight to My Heart.
So we should play that because that's pretty good.
Sounds fitting. Great font, by the way, on the Bandcamp.
Thank you, Gothic font.
It's nice. That's a great line, John. Thanks again, gents.
Great, thanks for having us.
Sorry about the weather.
Beautiful. Great track, actually. Get on down and watch Hans Bucket, Whammy Bar. They're heading right down there now because they've kind of realised that they're actually a little bit late, to be fair.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.